Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. On August 4th, 2020, a 12-year-old boy walked out of his Buffalo, New York home and never returned. 12-year-olds just don't vanish into thin air, yet that's what seemed to happen. This boy was named Jalen Griffin. Jalen was a loving son to his mother, Joanna, and a younger brother to his siblings. Jalen was the baby of the family. He was excited to be taking care of a puppy that summer. Jalen also loved doing odd jobs to earn some money, and he was described by everyone as happy, carefree, and a well-behaved kid. So when Jalen vanished on August 4th, 2020, everyone was confused. Where did he go? What happened to him? For almost 4 years, those questions went unanswered. On Friday, April 12th, 2024, authorities searched a vacant home in Buffalo, near where Jalen lived in 2020. There they found the skeletal remains of a young man. Through dental records, those remains were identified as belonging to Jalen Griffin. Some of the unanswered questions are answered, but now we have new questions. What exactly happened to Jalen Griffin? How did he come to be inside this house? And who put him there? Hello, and welcome back to the Where Are They podcast. This episode is a follow-up to an episode that we first aired last summer in July of 2023. Jalen's case stood out to me then because he was only 12 years old and his case received far too little media attention, in my opinion, especially for a child. Everyone's hope was that maybe, just maybe, Jalen was alive out there, living undetected, maybe even against his will. But sadly, just last week, we learned that was not the case. This episode will be dedicated to Jalen's family, and at the end, I will discuss how you can help his family and community moving forward. As a reminder, we first announced this update over on our socials. Be sure to follow us over there for news and other updates. You can find those links along with my contact information in the show notes. The disappearance. On February 15th, 2020, Jalen's older brother was shot and killed on his 21st birthday. This, of course, devastated the family. There's not much information on this case publicly available. That summer in 2020, Jalen had just finished fifth grade and he was going to be heading to sixth grade soon. The country was still wrapped up in the pandemic, however, and as we all probably still remember well, life was very different. Jalen's grandmother lived right next door and helped look out for the boy. And Jalen was the youngest in the family. He had a lot of people who loved him and looked out for him. On August 4th, 2020, Jalen left his Buffalo, New York home to take his new puppy for a walk. He headed out for a bit with the pup and returned home a short while later. He brought the puppy back into the house and told his mom that he was going to be heading back outside. He was actually going to go up to the store. He asked if she needed anything and she said no, she didn't. It was summertime, and his mom said he liked to walk down the street to the grocery store and help carry bags for people. Usually they would give him some spare change for doing so, and this was a way Jalen liked to earn some spending money. But as the afternoon turned into evening and darkness fell over Buffalo, Jalen still wasn't home. The store had closed for the night, and his family couldn't find him anywhere. They quickly called the police to report him missing and get help finding their boy. But the police believed Jalen was a runaway, and they didn't exactly hit the ground running to search for Jalen. But the family was in full-blown panic mode. Jalen Griffin had disappeared. The search. Authorities didn't exactly pound the pavement, as I said, in the beginning to look for Jalen. They seemed pretty confident that the young boy ran away from home and he would likely come back soon. However, his family knew without a doubt that this wasn't the case. And it seems quite a presumption for law enforcement to make, seeing as Jalen was only 12 years old. And Jalen was said to be doing well, happy-go-lucky, enjoying his summer. He had just got a new puppy. He had figured out a way to make a little bit of money helping people. And Jalen's family was a close-knit one. He was in a good place. Why would Jalen run away? According to his mom, Joanna, he wouldn't. If the police weren't going to really help, it was going to be up to the family, friends, and the community. They went door to door and they put up their flyers everywhere they could. But all of that stuff cost money, and his family was struggling to continue the search. But all they wanted to do was find Jalen. Searches continued to turn up very little. Every once in a while, a tip would come in, a sighting, and as soon as it did, the family and volunteers were in that neighborhood talking to everyone, going door to door, and posting up more flyers. It was difficult otherwise because no one knew quite where to look. He was last seen at his home in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood of Buffalo, and he possibly went to the grocery store, which was just a short ways down the street. But where else could they look for Jalen? Where else could he have gone? As time went on, the family was becoming more and more heartbroken. But they believed that Jalen was out there, likely lured away by someone or even taken against his will. Authorities at this time might not have been doing a whole lot to help find Jalen, but there were two agencies that stepped up to help the family in their search: the Community Action Coalition of Western New York. This is from their website. The Community Action Coalition of Western New York is a source of hope for low-income individuals and families facing adversity. Our mission is to ensure their struggle is not alone. We have the resources, experience, and dedicated staff to help our clients overcome problems in their lives and find new ways to succeed. Jalen's family was definitely facing adversity. The Community Action Coalition helped Jalen's family by providing missing posters and helping organize some actual physical boots-on-the-ground type of searches. They also set up a confidential tip line, and this is where they did receive some tips on Jalen's location. As soon as any tip came in, they quickly organized searches in those areas. Another organization that was a big help to the Griffin family was Bury the Violence. Karima Morris founded Bury the Violence, which helps find missing and runaway children and young adults. They also assist the community in other ways, providing resources, programs, and education, all with the goal of helping end the violence in Buffalo. Karima Morris founded the organization after her niece was murdered. Bury the Violence also helped organize searches for Jalen, and they worked to raise awareness about his story. Additional tragedies. A few months after Jalen vanished, his older brother, 18-year-old Jawan Griffin, was shot and killed across the street from their home. Of course, this only further devastated the family. And the boy's mother, Joanna, took it especially hard. Many say this is when her health began to decline after the death of Jawan, Remember, she had already lost a son in February of 2020 to a shooting also. And then her youngest son, Jalen, goes missing in August. And then yet another child is murdered a few months after that. With searches continuing for the next few years for Jalen, Joanna's health became worse and worse. In September of 2023, Joanna passed away, never knowing what happened to her youngest son. She was just 48 years old. This family has suffered immeasurable tragedy. Finding Jalen. While this is still a developing story, this is what we know thus far. Detectives received a call on the morning of Friday, April 12th. A maintenance man was doing some work in a house on Sheffield Avenue in South Buffalo, a house that was split up into multiple rentals and currently owned by an LLC. This maintenance man entered the home and found a body inside the attic. He immediately called 911 to report this. This home, located at 107 Sheffield Avenue in South Buffalo, is a home that the police have been to many times for various reasons over the years. Human skeletal remains were found in the attic of this home, and authorities thought it might be Jalen, but they didn't notify the family until a firm identification was made, something that was done through dental records. On April 15th, 2024, it was officially announced that the remains found were indeed Jalen Griffin's. It was also stated that the remains have been there for quite a long time, although an exact time frame was not given. Neighbors have said that they have seen many people coming and going from that home over the years. So you have to wonder how these remains didn't get discovered sooner if they were indeed in the attic of that home for any length of time. There is an autopsy pending, and authorities have labeled this a suspicious death and are calling it a homicide, although they haven't released any additional details yet. Take a listen to this excerpt of the press conference held by law enforcement.
An update on the Jalen Griffin missing person case. So Jalen was reported missing on August 6th, 2020. Jalen was, through the investigation, Jalen was last reported to be seen on August 4th, 2020 in the vicinity of his home. The case was handled by the Buffalo Police Department Special Victims Unit. Our Special Victims Unit handles, among other investigations, they handle all missing person cases within the city of Buffalo. They conducted that investigation that began immediately, which included a significant amount of exhaustive efforts, searching numerous homes, locations, with cadaver dogs, fields. They also conducted coordinated grid searches within the city of Buffalo and in areas outside of the city of Buffalo. We followed up on every tip that came in, including multiple psychics that called in tips, spoke with our detectives, and even based off of those tips, we searched all of the areas that were included based on what those psychics said in an effort to leave no stone unturned. And again, they followed up absolutely every single tip. The department also worked with community groups. We know community groups were working independent of the police department, conducting their own searches, putting their own flyers out, and we appreciate the efforts that they put out there. We also provided recently a Crime Stoppers flyer, which you can see on the front of the podium about a month and a half ago. While we're also working with numerous missing persons clearinghouse organizations, having Jalen's information input into those organizations. But unfortunately, our search came to an end on Friday, a little after 10 o'clock in the morning in the 100 block of Sheffield Avenue, where A District officers responded to a report of a dead body in the home. Our homicide squad was called to the scene, conducted their investigation, and working with the medical examiner's office, it was quickly put together that the investigation was going to merge with the search conducted by our special victims unit. The body that was located in the house a significant amount of time. I cannot provide a time frame on that. The ME's office cannot provide a time frame on that. I'll just leave it that it was up there for in the house for a considerable amount of time, or at least found in a condition that shows that he had been deceased for a considerable amount of time. Through the use of dental records, today, Jalen was positively identified to be that of Jalen Griffin, and unfortunately was found exactly one week before his 16th birthday. First and foremost, I do want to extend my sincere sympathies to the family of Jalen. And now we are going to conduct another round of investigations with our homicide squad, continuing work with the Special Victims Unit so that we can bring a next level of closure.
Jalen's older brother was killed in February of 2020. Jalen went missing in August of 2020. A few months later, another brother was shot and killed near his home. Authorities haven't said if any of these incidents might be related, but it does have the community wondering if this was possibly a gang-related dispute. Some believe this is why law enforcement, in their opinion, never took any of these cases seriously. Regardless of what or why, this case deserves investigation. Jalen was only 12 years old when he went missing. He was a child. Bury the violence. Bury the Violence is a nonprofit organization that serves to help Western New York citizens with the search and rescue of missing, runaway, trafficked, and exploited individuals. They provided a lot of support for Jalen Griffin's family, and they seem to step up more than law enforcement ever did for this missing boy. They helped with physical searches and with keeping Jalen's name in the media. This is an organization that also provides resources to families of homicide victims. They do things such as purchasing headstones and holding and organizing memorials and vigils. They are a wonderful organization doing a lot for not just Buffalo, New York, but Western New York as a whole. Here's a message from Karima Morris, the founder of Bury the Violence.
My definition of courage is fearlessly going after those things you have no idea what's on the other side. You just have to get it done at all costs. The homicide of my niece paved the way for my community, starting me off to do this work. My niece went missing in 2013, and she was posted as a runaway by our Buffalo Police Department, and in turn, it catapulted me into another thought process of how many families go through what we went through when we were out there looking for her. So for the majority of my journey of finding missing people and grabbing kids off the streets, people thought I was crazy. My circle was like, there's absolutely no way. Then there's other people in the profession with trafficking and stuff. They're like, I'm not running up at anybody's house to grab a kid. A lot of times I'm like, why am I doing this? But I couldn't stop. And then it would be a successful search and rescue. It would be, you know, the family was okay. Everything turned out good. And I'm like, it worked. All those intricate details that come into play, people are like, you do so much. And I'm like, really, it stemmed from one thing, and it was me looking. But when my niece was murdered, she was first a missing person. So we not only experienced missing person and the things we encountered in the street, we also encountered a homicide. Everything that I'm doing is what I've experienced in life. I can't say that I always overcome adversity because some things are spot on challenging.
You can find out more about Bury the Violence and the work they do at btvbuffalo.org. They are a nonprofit group and they do run on donations, so I'd like to encourage anyone who can to make a donation in the name of Jalen Griffin. I'll have their website link in the show notes for you also. This is still an ongoing investigation as authorities try to determine who did this to Jalen. If anyone has any information, please contact the Buffalo Police Department at 716-853-2222. You can also contact Crime Stoppers of Western New York at 716-867-6161. Remember, with Crime Stoppers, your tips can always remain anonymous if you choose. There is still a $7,500 reward for any information leading to an arrest in this case. While we do have some answers on what happened to Jalen Griffin, the case is far from over. Someone did this to Jalen Griffin, and they are still out there. They didn't take the life of a young man or an adult. They took the life of a child. Jalen wasn't even a teenager yet. He had yet to begin sixth grade. Someone needs to be held accountable. Now, Buffalo, New York is no stranger to crime. One in 30 people are likely to be the victim of a property crime. The FBI also cites Buffalo as one of the metropolitan areas that has the highest motor vehicle theft rate. And the city averages 53 homicides every year. But Buffalo can also be a beautiful place to live. The city sits on the banks of Lake Erie and at the head of the Niagara River. There are also many cultural spots to visit, along with museums and parks. Like most big cities, there is good and bad. Jalen didn't have a chance to grow up in Buffalo, New York. He didn't get a chance to be a teenager, to go to prom, graduate high school, go to college, or even get married and have a family. All of that was robbed from him. I truly hope that we have justice for Jalen very soon. I will be keeping an eye on this case for any updates. This is still a very new development, and I'm sure we will learn more in the coming weeks. Keep an eye on our socials for any additional updates that we may share over there. Thank you for listening to Jalen's story today. I am happy his family can have some closure and maybe some answers, but I am heartbroken it wasn't the miracle that we were all hoping and praying for. If you do come across any case updates, please send them my way also. On Jalen's case or any of the other cases that we've covered so far, you can send that over to me on social media or via email at canwefindthem@gmail.com. Again, I encourage you to check out the Bury the Violence webpage for more information on the great work that they are doing in the Buffalo area for families. If there is any way that you can help support them, I encourage you to do so. Thank you again for tuning in to this update episode. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.